The decision to put up a strong and accomplished Aboriginal woman for pre-selection to the Senate should be cause for celebration. But Julia Gillard's announcement yesterday to parachute Olympic champion Nova Peris-Kneebone into the Senate for the Northern Territory is being both jeered and cheered within her own Labor Party and around Australia. The Prime Minister wouldn't have had to make her controversial captain's pick of Nova Peris-Kneebone if Australia, like New Zealand, had dedicated Indigenous representation. Dedicated Indigenous representation has been a feature of the New Zealand Parliament for close to 150 years. An expert in this field is Alex Riley, Associate Professor at the University of Adelaide's Law School and author of the paper Dedicated Seats in Federal Parliament for Indigenous Australians. And he joins us from Adelaide on Summer Breakfast this morning. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Now, how does the New Zealand system of dedicated Indigenous work?
Yes, well, the New Zealand Parliament is a bit more complicated generally. The Maori are about 14.6% of the population of New Zealand, and they are dedicated seven seats out of a parliament of about 120 seats. So there are seven Maori electorates that cover the whole country. They're sort of mapped over the general electorates. And Maori voters choose to be on either the general roll or the Maori roll. In 2012, for the first time, there was actually parity between the proportion of Maori in the population and their representation in Parliament.
Now, what percentage of Maori then opt for voting in their own system?
I actually don't know the figure exactly. So I can't...
No, that's okay. But it's interesting that the representation has come to be in direct proportion with the number of Maori within New Zealand.
That's right, because there are also in the New Zealand electorate, there are Maori parties who put up candidates in the general electorate and they gain seats in that way.
Are there any Maori in the other non-Maori parties?
Yes, Maori are distributed throughout the parties, and so there are Maori and conservative parties, in left-wing parties, and in Maori dedicated parties as well, all within the general electorate.
Now, if the Maori are roughly, 10 to 12%, you said, of the...
14.6%.
Okay. What is the percentage of Indigenous Australians relative to the general population?
That's closer to 2%, just over 2% of the population.
And what is the level of Indigenous representation in the Australian Parliament generally?
Well, in the Australian Parliament, there's only, in fact, been three representatives before Nova, Neville Bonner, Aidan Ridgway and Ken Wyatt. So as a percentage, it's well less than 1% at any one time. So we've got 228 parliamentarians in the House of Representatives and the Senate, and at any one time, we've only had one Indigenous representative.
So Ken Wyatt from Western Australia is the only Indigenous member of the House of Reps?
That's right.
And historically, has been the only in history?
That's right. So the first ever. And Neville Bonner and Aidan Ridgway were senators.
Right. So what is then the argument for having dedicated Indigenous representation in the Australian Federal Parliament?
Well, the first part of the case, I suppose, is their underrepresentation under the general electoral process. So one argument is that there are particular issues that are of importance to Indigenous Australians and they're very prominent in our Parliament, and we need to have Indigenous members of Parliament to be able to represent those interests. That's the main part of the case. And their underrepresentation which parties have tried to redress this by encouraging Indigenous candidates, but clearly that hasn't been particularly successful. And if we take Indigenous people as a group and their particular needs seriously, the argument is that to guarantee their representation, they need to have dedicated seats.
Yeah, well, there appears to be no push from Indigenous communities to have representation.
No, it's there have been supporters of dedicated seats, Aidan Ridgway being one. There have been inquiries in some of the state parliaments that have been supported by Indigenous people. But you're right, it's not a mainstream issue, it's not something that's been pushed. And that may be, though, because the feeling is that the chances of success are very low.
So the Prime Minister really used the best system available at the moment.
That's absolutely right. I mean, just like with representation of women in the Parliament, the way that's been dealt with is that the major parties have policies within their party system to try and encourage women, to put women into safe seats so that we do have representation of women. And the Labor Party in particular has been very successful in that. So maybe the best system is to try and identify good Indigenous candidates and place them in seats that mean that they will be in Parliament.
Can you see Australia adopting the New Zealand system of the dedicated seats?
I think it's unlikely, given that it hasn't happened in any of our state parliaments where there is more chance for a constitutional reform. There's a bit more experimentation that goes on at the state level, and since it hasn't happened there, I think it's very unlikely that it will happen at the Commonwealth level, given again that constitutional change in Australia is very hard to have.
So how do you think Nova Peris-Kneebone will fare as she tries to navigate the political landscape?
Well, it's hard for any new politician. It's not an easy landscape to navigate. I think there's a couple of things that are helpful. I think it's good that she's in the Senate and not in the House of Representatives, which means she has no electorate responsibilities. She doesn't have a constituency that she has to really focus on. She can take a broader view. That's the advantage of being in the Senate. And within the Senate, being the Senator for the Northern Territory is arguably the most appropriate as well, because the Indigenous population in the Territory is the highest in the country, and by far the highest proportion of Indigenous people live in the Northern Territory. So in that sense, I think she's in the right place. But how she fares, of course, will depend on the advice she gets, the support she gets from within the Labor Party and from within the Parliament more generally.
Alex, thank you for taking our call this morning.
You're welcome.
Alex Riley joining us, Associate Professor at the University of Adelaide's Law School.